Good morning. We're continuing our discussion of the Isser of what's classically called Maris Ayin. And we explained yesterday that the concept here is somebody is doing something totally permitted. He's not doing something prohibited, but because of the appearance that something prohibited is being done, that's the problem. So we brought actually three different reasons why Chazal instituted that certain acts that a person does, although they are permitted, they decreed that they should be indeed be prohibited. Number one, we said as follows, that somebody will say A is doing an act and B is going to see it. A is doing it in a permitted way, but B, from the appearance of it, it looks like he's doing something wrong, and B is going to be seeing him, and he's going to say, if A can do it, I can do it also. It must be a permitted act. A is doing it in a permitted way. B is going to do it in the prohibited way. That's the concern, that B will pick up and do what A does, but A did it correctly. B is going to do it in a prohibited way. Reason number one. Reason number two goes as follows. Not that B is going to say, if he can do it, I can do it. If A can do it, then I can do it as well. But rather B, when he's watching A, knows that A is doing something wrong, and he's going to be chosh at him. He's saying A must be doing something wrong if he's doing that act, but truth be told, A is doing it in a permitted way. But the appearance is that he's doing it in a prohibited way. Accordingly, that's the second concern of Chazal, an act totally permitted, but when it gives off the appearance of doing something wrong, we're concerned B is going to think A is doing something wrong. So Chazal said, don't do that act at all. And number three is really not as fundamental as the first two reasons. Number three is that when A does that act and he gives off the appearance he's doing something wrong, he's causing people to be chosh at him. So he's causing people that they're going to be suspicious of him. We have a requirement to judge people favorably, and here we have somebody not judging A favorably, but it's A's fault because A gave off the appearance that he's doing something wrong, even though he's not. So A, by doing that act in a way that he's giving off the appearance, he is causing people to violate the requirement to judge favorably. That is the problem. So now we're going to have two additional fundamental questions when it comes to the Isser of Maris Ayin, also called Chshad. Question number one is, are we dealing with an Isser d'oraisa or an Isser d'rabbanan? So from the Mishnah that we saw in Masechet Shkalim, it says as follows, that Adam tzarek latzeis yedei abrios, keder shetzarek latzeis yedei amakom, that we have to give off proper appearances in front of people, just like in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the source that is brought in that Mishnah is the Pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Matos, Vayisim Nekim Hashem Umi Yisrael. And the clear implication is, when you bring a Pasuk from the Torah, we are dealing with an Isser D'Oraisa, not an Isser D'Rabbanan. And in fact, that's the view of some of the poskim. On the other hand, there are poskim who are of the view that we're talking about an Isser D'Rabbanan. The Sefer Korban Elitzur says, Vaday Isser D'Chshada, this Isser of Chshad, which is somebody B being suspicious of A, even though A is really doing nothing wrong, but A is giving off the wrong appearance. That's why A is violating an Isser of Chshad, Dehevi Yusuru Midurabanan. It's an Isser Durabanan. And he brings a proof from a Gemara, the language of a Gemara. It's a famous Gemara that says as follows, Kol Makom Sha'asru Chazal, anytime that Chazal prohibited something, Mibnei Maris Ayin, because of the appearance that it gives, the viewing of the eye, B is looking at A doing something, it's prohibited, Afilu Bechedre Chadorim. It's prohibited for A to do that act, even if he does it in the real privacy of his own home. And from the language, Kol Makom Sha'asru Chazal, we see that it's an Isser that Chazal institute because of Maris Ayin. So that would show clearly that it's an Isser, not D'Oraisa, but D'Rabbanan. And in fact, the Tshuva Sasaba Kadisha brings an extensive discussion of the topic of Maris Ayin. He tries to refute the Divrei Elitzur, but he does say that indeed this is a machlokes, is Maris Ayin, is it a D'Oraisa or is it D'Rabbanan? So in fact, that leads to the next question. We've used two phrases. We've used the phrase of Chshad, that B is suspicious that A is doing something wrong because A is doing an act that gives off an appearance. We also more classically use the term Maris Ayin, from the view of the eye. And in fact, there are poskim that say that these are two different prohibitions with two different gedarim. They explain as follows, that when it comes to Maris Ayin, that the concept of the Isser, Here, Chazal, we said it's even prohibited b'chadrei chadraim, even if you do it in the privacy of your own home. That is because that's an act that if people see you, it's fairly clear, at least in their minds, that you're doing something prohibited. It really gives off the appearance you're doing something wrong, even though you're not. And accordingly, you can't even do it at home in the privacy of your home with locked doors. It's because there's a distant concern. Somebody may see it. And if they see it, it's going to be so obvious to them you're doing something wrong, even though you're not. So that is the concept of maris ayin. That's when it's really clear, at least in the appearance of the viewer, the view of the eye, maris ayin, that you're doing something wrong. Chshad, on the other hand, is not something that's so obvious. It's something that maybe A is doing something wrong, maybe he's not. It could be judged either way. It's not as obvious in the eye of the viewer. And accordingly, when we have the iser of chshad, it's only prohibited to be done in public, but not in the privacy of one's home. So we have two different isruin that could apply depending on the situation. There are others that are of the view that indeed they are also two different isruin, but they're based on the different reasons that we brought initially yesterday when it comes to these two prohibitions. So maris ayin is the concept is when the person is looking and what he's going to learn. When we have B looking at A, the concern is that B is going to learn that what A is doing is permitted. If he can do it, I can do it. And accordingly, the problem is that A is doing it in a permitted way, but B is viewing it and he thinks that act is permitted, and he's going to do it in the prohibited fashion. So the example would be if A goes into the Treif restaurant and he's simply buying water, but B sees him. B says, hey, if A can do it, I can do it too, but he doesn't know that A is simply buying water or going to the bathroom, and B is going to go eat treif. So that's when we're talking about maris ayin. On the other hand, when it comes to chshad, the concern is when B sees A, B knows that A is doing something wrong. A is really not doing something wrong, but the appearance is he is. So that's a different reason. Chshad is not simply that B is going to say, if he can do it, I can do it as well, but chshad is when B sees A, and B thinks A is for sure doing something wrong. And on the other hand, there are poskim who are of the view that these are the same term, chshad and maris ayin. They're not different isurim. They are the same, with just simply two phrases, two terms to describe the same prohibition. And they rival proofs that, in fact, in the Gemara, when it's talking about one isur, it calls a chshad. And the Tosefta, when it's talking about that same Isser, it calls it Maris Ayin. And in fact, they also rival proofs from the Rishonim that when they explain what's the prohibition of Maris Ayin, they say, so people shouldn't be Choshed Ash, that we're doing a Dvar Aver, that we're doing something wrong. So we see from the Rishonim as well that these terms are used interchangeably. Have a wonderful day.